7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Begin transmission.
Oh. Just recharge these batteries. Why does it say load battery? Okay, let's go. The current time is, of course, 1930 UTC, and that means it's time for another exciting episode of The Dubious Goals Committee. Hello, my name is Tobe. I am the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. And, not having a great start to the day. I'm late and I'm behind. I did get up super early in order to, you know, take my drugs and everything. And I was awake for a couple of hours, and then my body just was telling me no. No, no, no. And whereas I do know what no means, I didn't have any idea what the question was. So, to make a long story short, I had to go back to sleep. And I thought, maybe I just need to sleep for a while. So I set my alarm clock for another hour. This is after I'd already been awake for 2 hours. And I'm just now remembering that I'm trying to make some damn tea. Anyway, I slept for another 45 minutes. Now I'm trying to make tea, but my hand is so messed up that... There we go, gotta use my other hand. Tobe, what happened to your hand? I don't know. Something happened at the store last night. I had to go to the grocery store to pick up just a couple of things. And mostly bratwurst and hamburger buns. And as I was checking out and trying to, you know, like walk away. What the hell is wrong with this today? Everything is wrong today. As I was, you know, picking up my groceries, my hands, my fingers did that thing that started a couple... What the hell's going on out there? Okay, so my hand... I don't know, it's like carpal tunnel syndrome, but instead of your wrist, it's your fingers, and the joints feel like they just gave out. It was very ouchy, very fast. Tea's ready. And then it bothered me for the rest of the night. And now it's, I still have it. So I don't know what's going on. My hand is weird. I don't feel good. Ow, ow. See, even just trying to put the lid on the teapot. Ow, that was really painful. Oh. And I think I know why I don't feel good. I'm not able to get my drugs. For some reason, I'm fighting my pharmacy. One of the reasons I went out last night and I went to the store and all that was I was gonna go to the pharmacy and pick up some prescriptions. And I get there and they say, yeah, $128. $128? No, you mean free. My insurance covers all medications. And they go, you know, the scrub. There's no doctors working there. There's no pharmacists working there. There's just a bunch of kids. Well, you know, who basically failed life and thought, oh, working in a pharmacy won't be a dead-end job, except it will, because the greatest generation is dying off. The most populous generation is now a bunch of old people. This would be the baby boomers. The baby boomers are dying off. It's the end of their time. Now, the reason that we have pharmacies, three or four pharmacies on every major intersection, is because we had to support, that had to support the boomers, the aging boomer population. Well, the boomer population is dying off, and pharmacies are closing left and right. It's not a secure job working in the pharmacy, so they have to hire, you know, children, probably the same teenage, instead of teenage engineers, it's a bunch of teenage pharmacists. You can't argue with them because they're so stupid, they don't know what you're talking about. All they can do is look at the prompt on the computer and say, blah. And they say, well, I'm like, this isn't covered under my insurance? And they say, yeah, it is. And this is, okay, these drugs were like free a week ago. And so now I'm fighting the pharmacy. I don't feel very good. My hand hurts. What the hell is wrong with my hand? And I woke up weird and all sick and feeling crappy. But hey, that's my life now. So, yeah, just deal with it, Tobe. Okay. I'll deal with it as I walk down here. And here's my cat. You were sleeping a minute ago. Go back to sleep. I have to work. Boop to you, too. Okay, so I'm going to have a little bit of tea today. As I sit down. And, I'll resume some of this fight later. I've already sent various messages to my doctor saying, sorry, can't take your medications. Can't afford it. Something's messed up. As a patient, as a lowly scumbag patient like me, you know, I can't fight the pharmacy. I have no authority. So you gotta set somebody else up to do the fighting for you. So hopefully my doctor's office. Oh, good tea. I'm drinking Dahong Pao today. Hopefully my doctor's office will decide to kick some ass and straighten those rat bastards out. And I might even do a two-pronged attack. I might call the DHHP. And have them call. Because that'll be nasty. You don't mess with the DHHP. So, we're not going to do anything on Dubious Goals Committee today. I'm just unplugging the battery charger so I can plug back in the effects processor. What am I going to do with these batteries? These freshly charged AA batteries. I don't even remember what I wanted them for anymore. I guess I could put them in the pocket operator, but yeah, since we're not going anywhere. The only reason I wanted to get the pocket operator opening is so that we could take it with us as we go places, go outside. It's going to be nice and warm tomorrow. So we might just have to go somewhere, do something, and do something. Okay. Sitting back down for a second. Let me tell you something else about stupid teenage engineers. Okay, I'm recharging another teenage engineered product, which sucks. The worst possible. I can't believe they have the gall to charge the price that they do for this. Worst synthesizer ever. I'm told, why'd you buy it then? Blah, blah, blah. I didn't. I got it for nothing. Gift horse, mouth, etc. Still, the company sucks. Don't buy anything. Oh, good tea. And they are so bad at designing things, these so-called teenage engineers, that when you have to recharge this device, okay, it doesn't have removable batteries, of course. It has to have an internal battery. And the great thing about it is, it won't tell you when the battery's getting low. the machine just dies when you're working on it. As you noticed yesterday or 2 days before, the thing just, it just craps out. It just stops and you're done. And so then you have to charge it up. How long do you have to charge it up for, Tobe? Well, that's another unknown quantity. Because usually people who have adult engineers, people who are smart, people who have IQs over 100 think to themselves, I got to design a charging circuit, so I should probably let people know when the battery gets low so they can charge it. And then, after it's done charging, it stops charging so as not to do any damage, and it will tell the customer that it is finished charging. And it can be as simple as changing an LED from red to green. You know, that's how everything else I have seems to work. Every other thing that I own that has a battery, or even my battery charger, when the battery is dead, it's red. But as soon as the batteries are charged, it turns green. Now, this piece of crap, teenage engineer-designed piece of junk, does it do that? No. You have no way of knowing when it's finished charging. The funny thing is it has these LEDs. It's got these five LEDs that tell you that it is charging. But I've had this thing plugged in now for over a day, and those LEDs, there's this little ladder of green, 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 red,